నమః పాణిని కాత్యాయన పతంజలిభ్యః శబ్ద విద్యా సంప్రదాయ కర్తృభ్యః పరమ ఋషిభ్యో నమో మహద్భ్యో నమో గురుభ్యః ఏనాక్షర సమాన్నాయమధిగమ్య మహేశ్వరాత్ కృత్స్నం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః. వాక్యకారం వరరుచిం భాష్యకారం పతంజలిం పాణినీం సూత్రకారం చ ప్రణతోస్మి మునిత్రయం. ఓం నత్వా సరస్వతీం దేవీం శుద్ధాం గుణ్యాం కరోమ్యహం పాణినీయ ప్రవేశాయ లఘు సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీం. నమో నమః. సో వి లుక్డ్ అట్ అత్సంధి అండ్ వి సెడ్ వి విల్ డూ సమ్ హితోపదేశ, బట్ ఐ థింక్ couple of requests came that we should practice some visarga sandhi also. Okay, there's always an opportunity for us to practice visarga sandhi. Let's do that. Visarga sandhi rules, what I can do is we can do a review of the visarga sandhi rules and then practice them, or we can practice them and then review them. Thinking which is the right way. Why don't we do this? Okay, we'll just take up some sandhi rules where it applies, right? And then as we go, we will practice them. And then I will at the end of all the practice of the visarga sandhi rules, we will sort of summarize. Okay. One second. Yeah, here it is. So when you look at the visarga sandhi rules, you have to understand that they all begin with sakara or refa. In vyakarana, the initial prakriti, okay, so prakriti pratyaya vyavahara, right, the aspect where you take a prakriti and add to that a pratyaya, the aspect that you take the base and you add the suffix to it, and that's how you form the word. So this base plus suffix, okay, base plus suffix is base plus suffix, and the study of all the bases and study of all the suffixes is the study of grammar. This is the Shabda Shastra. In nowhere in the study of bases and suffixes, right, does the visarga ever arise. There is no direct visarga. Because the bases don't have visarga and suffixes also don't have visarga. So when you're doing base plus suffix, there is no visarga there. The visarga happens when it starts with sakara or a refa. Padanta sakara. Padanta sakara. Or a refa. This is where the visarga starts from. Okay, so what do we mean by this is that unless you have a padanta sakara or a padanta refa, you do not have a visarga. That means that visarga you will not see at in the middle of a pada. Visarga will always be at the end of the pada. Then what about, you know, dukkha? Okay, actually dukkha is actually an upasarga called dus, or sometimes it is an upasarga called dur also, and kha is the space, mental space. Okay, so like sukha also, the kha is the mental space, and when that mental space is good, that means sukha. The kha is the mental space, and the mental space is not good, you say dur kha or dus kha, which becomes dukkha. So that is an example where you do not have a, you does not appear to have a visarga at the middle of the, in the middle of the pada, but it is not a correct example because the upasarga is also considered grammatically as a pada. So what we are saying here is that the Padanta Sakara or a Repha is required. Here also is this Padanta Sakara Repha before we can even start with the Visarga. For the Visarga. Okay. So with that, let us look at the rules. The rules, there are a lot of rules there for the Visarga. But you need first Padanta Sakara. Okay, so what is Padanta Sakara? Let's see example. I'm just going to take examples now rather than explain it to you. Okay. Let us see example. So I'm not taking example. I have a book for which I have all the, what do you call it, the exercise at the end of chapters. I'm taking those exercises. And the exercise may not have any particular order in which the Visarga Sandhi rules are done. Okay. So I'm just saying, is this good enough for us? Yeah, I think it should be good enough. Okay, so let's see the first one. The first one is Bala Agachanti. Can you break this up? So this, when you break it up, means first of all, whenever we type here, Sandhi is always done. So that means the Sandhi is between these two is already done. Now when I say break it up, means you do have to do Padacheda. So if you do Padacheda, what are the individual words? Yes. Anybody wants to try?
Balaha Agachanti.
Balaha Agachanti.
Balaha.
Okay. You say your thing. Let the other person say their answers. Okay. So you what is your answer, Sheetal ji?
Balaha Agachanti.
Balaha.
Yeah, it has to be Balaha. Right. Yeah, right.
Okay, so this is not correct. Okay, so this is correct. Balaha Agachanti. Okay, so let us see how it happens. Balas. Okay, plus Agachanti. So it starts with Padanta Sakara. Padanta Sakara, once you have this Padanta Sakara, the Padanta Sakara gets root. So 8 to 66. Padanta Sakara gets a ru. Bala ru. Plus Agachanti. In that the ru, the ukara is only a letter. Which means that ru came as a replacement, refa came as a replacement for Sakara. So Balar plus Agachanti. Okay. Now you have a rule when you have avarna, preceding avarna means akara, akara, and if at all you have this ash or a hash following, okay, ash following basically, then the padanta, the refa will get replaced with a yakara, bala yir plus agachanti. Okay, and if that happens to be a vowel, then the yakara will get dropped optionally. So Bala Agachanti. Okay. Or Bala Ya Gachanti. So these are the two forms that are possible. Okay. So let's do a recap actually. A recap here would be that one.
Kalpeshni, it's Bala Ya Gachanti or Bala Ya
Gachanti? Yes, yes. No, I think that is a typo. You're right. It is Bala Ya Gachanti. Okay, so let us do a quick recap here. What are we saying is that first rule, that the most important rule that we have for the and I will keep on adding rules to it. Okay, so the first rule that we have is what? Padanta sakara. Okay, Padanta Sakara gets replaced always gets replaced with Ru, with Repha, and that Repha is called Ru. So this you should remember. This is 8 to 66. Okay. Now there is a reason why we give these numbers. Okay. It is not I want to show off the fact that these numbers are there, Panini, and look at this, you know, all these numbers are good numbers. So it's not that. I think there is a reason why we have these numbers is because in the Panini Ashtadhyayi, the numbers play a role in which what rule has to be applied first. Which rule? Everything after 8 to 1. After 8 to 1. 8 Adhyaya, second Pada, first rule. Everything after that, all the rules are applied one after the other. So you cannot go backwards. There are a few exceptions, but other than those exceptions, you cannot go backwards. So if at all I had a rule 8 to 39, I cannot apply the rule 8 to 39 after applying 8 to 66. I have to apply 8 to 66. The only rule I can apply if it is applicable. You cannot apply a rule if the rule is not applicable. So your only rule I can apply if it is applicable is 8 to 67, then 8 to 68, 8 to 69. So if I had a rule 8 for something, that will be applied after 8 to 66 is done. I cannot apply a rule 8 for something and then go back and apply an 8 to 66 rule. There are exceptions to that, but that is the reason. And that the order in which these rules are applied has a particular method to that madness, which you will see. It is not very complicated. It may appear complicated, but it is not very complicated. As you practice, you will see. So the first rule you have to understand is this: Padanta Sakara always gets replaced with Refa. Okay. So this is basically represented by our Padanta Sakara replaced by Ru. Okay. Irrespective of whatever, right? This will always happen. Padanta Sakara will be replaced by Ru. So I think we use the brace brackets as the Adesha. Padanta Sakara is replaced by Ru. And that Ru, it is replaced by Refa. The Ukara is only a it letter. Ukara is only a marker. This is the first rule. So I will recap these rules for you. Okay.
Excuse me.
Then
Kalpeji?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Before that, the Visarga gets replaced by Sakara, right?
Bala. No, don't go into that discussion right now. No, okay. Don't go into that discussion right now. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I will just tell you here. It is not the Visarga gets replaced by Sakara.
Uh-huh.
It is something like this. Okay. So let's say we have Bala Agachanti is what you look at the text. When you look at the text, you know the text is always doing a sandhi. And this text also has to supposed to do sandhi. Okay. There are some texts which do not do sandhi. In that case, they will actually put a visarga there. Okay. So when the sandhis are always done and you are breaking the sandhi. Right now, the example that we are taking up is breaking the sandhi. When you break the sandhi, what you're doing is you are bringing a pause in between. Okay. We will represent this pause with a comma. Okay. We will represent this pause with a comma. So if you replace that pause with a comma, you have to go back to what was the word earlier. The word earlier was Bala plus Pratipadik was added a pratyaya called Jas. Okay, this is a supratyaya. Jas is a supratyaya. That supratyaya is actually us, is a supratyaya. So Bala is added, Bala is added a pratyaya called us. Okay. And then there is a Dirga that happens, and after the Dirga happens, the Pratipadikam. The Shabda with the Subanta becomes Balas. So Balas is a Subanta. Subanta means it is ending in the Supratyaya As. Why that Supratyaya As? It means it is masculine, nominative, plural. Okay. So that is why the Pratipatikam Bala, which means child, is being added masculine, nominative, plural, As Pratyaya, which is actually a Jas Pratyaya. That As Pratyaya means becomes Balas. So now you have a scenario which is Balas, right?
Okay.
That is when the Sandhi rules apply. So Balas is your Pratyaya. And is followed by what? The Balas, the Padanta Sakara is followed by pause. Okay. So when you Breaking it up, you're putting a pause. Remember, whenever you break, you put a pause. That is the meaning of breaking a sandhi. Breaking a sandhi means you're adding a pause in between the two words. So when that pause, because the pause itself, is in Sanskritam, it is called avasanam. Avasanam. Okay. So pause itself is called avasanam. So when that avasana is added, now what happens is that the rules of sandhi applies like this. Bala plus pause, avasanam. Pause is not actually a word, but I'm just saying that pause is following. Okay. So now the pada, so there's no plus there. That means balas plus pause. So now what happens is that our 8 to 66 rule applies. You are a padanta sakara. So padanta sakara will always be replaced with a refa. So what will happen? You'll get bala ru. I'm keeping that space in between just to distinguish that this is where the modifications we are bringing. Otherwise, this space is also not required. So it is balaru. That ukara is only a, ukara is only, what do you call it? It is only a marker. You remove that ukara. So by addition of, by application of 8 to 66, it becomes what? Balaru. Okay. The rules are not done here. The rules are not done here. At this point of time, the pause follows. If that pause continues to follow, the second rule of sandhi, of visarga sandhi applies. What is the second rule of visarga sandhi? Okay. These are all intermediate rules, by the way. The padanta sakara becomes the refa. See, the problem is this, you know, in many of the early books, textbooks that you study, they will not say intermediate rules. They will say all final rules. This is what happens. Either akara you replace with visarga, visarga you replace with this. But when we are doing with vyakarana, you have to do it with intermediate rules. Okay. So 8 to 66, it's an intermediate rule. If padanta sakara becoming refa is intermediate rule. Again, what happens to that refa, you have to see based on what follows and what we see. Okay. So 8 to 66 is an intermediate rule. And in this intermediate rule, you got balar followed with a pause. Now what you do is that you apply the second rule. The second rule is again the most important rule of visarga sandhi, right? In fact, this is the main rule which brings in a visarga. What is this rule says? Okay, whenever you have a padanta refa, okay, it doesn't say ru. It is saying whenever you have a padanta refa, that padanta refa, if followed by a khar or an avasanam, which means pause. Okay, what is khar? Khar means hard consonant. Okay, so padanta refa, it is not talking about ru. Okay, it is saying padanta refa. It could be ru or refa. So let me just expand that. It could be ru. Okay, one of you has got unmuted. Please mute. It is padanta ru or refa. Why am I saying ru or refa? Because ru also the same rule applies. And if it was a padanta refa also the same rule would have applied. Okay. If that padanta ru or refa is followed with a kar. Kar means a hard consonant or an avasana. Then it will be replaced by a visarga. Okay, so let's put it into our rule format. Okay, padanta refa is followed by a khar or an avasanam. Okay, so remember khar means a hard consonant and avasana means a pause. Then that padanta refa will be replaced with a visarga. Again, this is an intermediate rule. Okay. And the khar or an avasana. Khar or the avasana will continue to follow. This is the second rule. Okay. This is the main rule actually. that brings in a visarga. So the visarga always comes for a repha. The visarga always comes for a repha. That means if whenever you see a visarga, means a repha was there. Either it was a padanta sakara that becomes a repha, or the repha had to be there for some other reason, right? It could be, you know, like matru will get matar. Okay, so that is he matar, he mataha. So there also is an example where you have something that is a padanta repha that gets the visarga. One second, okay. Okay, are you following it? Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay, so this, yeah. So now what happened here is that when we broke up this sandhi, right? When we broke up this sandhi, we started back to what the pratipadikam was. Balas plus us becomes balas. Now this is a padanta sakara. Padanta sakara is followed with a pause. Why pause? Because we put a pause. When we break the sandhi, we put a pause. And when you put a pause and you bring this avasanam, that becomes the repha. Now if the avasana continues, then what do? You apply 8315. Okay, this rule is 8315, by the way. Okay, this rule 8315 is applied. Okay, and that 8315 says what? Because the visarga is because the repha is followed with a pause, I'm going to bring a visarga. The pause follows. So if you break up the sandhi, it will become what? Balaha agachanti. Okay. Balaha agachanti. You cannot say that pause is following, so I'm just going to keep it as sakara, because that is not allowed. In Sanskritam, you have to find me a word which is ending in sakara and a pause is following. Usually at the end of the sentence. You will not have a word at the end of the sentence which is ending in sakara. Okay. So whenever you have see those dandas, right? This danda or double danda, right? Which means it's a pada, ending of a pada or ending of a vakya or ending of a shloka. At that point of time, you will not be having a word that is ending in sakara. Because if it was a word ending in sakara, it grammatically gets replaced with a repha. And grammatically, that repha will get replaced with a visarga. So when you break up the sandhi, it becomes balaha agachanti. Okay. So we saw these two rules. Okay. Then let us put a third rule also. Okay. So the third rule, now what happens is that there are a few rules that intermingle with each other. Okay. So that is why this rule starts becoming a little involved. Okay. Why don't I do this? You know, I will get the third rule, which is applicable here, a little later after I go into some other rules first. And there is a reason for that. Okay. So let us see the second example. Okay. So are you okay with up till now? So up till now we are okay with this, right?
Yes.
Let us see the next example. Okay. Naro hanti. Okay. Can you break up this hanti? Naro hanti. See, these are visarga sandhi rules, so you have to always break it to visarga. It becomes naraha anti. Okay, there is no issue there. Breaking up should be very easy. Balaha agachanti becomes balaha agachanti becomes bala agachanti. So naro hanti, it is not appropriate. I mean, it is not even required for me to ask you the question, because if you bring in a pause, it becomes what? Naraha hanti. So the question becomes how. Okay. So to begin with, it is a pratipatikam nara. That is added a pratyaya su. Su pratyaya is added in the meaning of masculine nominative. In fact, su pratyaya doesn't mean masculine. It could be feminine also. But here it is definitely masculine nominative singular. Okay. Masculine nominative singular. So masculine nominative singular, you are adding the su pratyaya. Like Rama plus su becomes Ramas. Becomes Ramaha. So now what happened? You got a word which is Naraha. Naras. So now you apply your rule. Apply your 8266 because pause is following. Why we are introducing a pause here? Okay. So Naras plus 2. So what happened here? Becomes narar, right? Padanta Repha. And that is a Padanta Repha, so it becomes Naraha. By this two rules, 8266, 8315. This two rules, they are also called as Rutva. This rule is also called Rutva. One second, okay? Just put a pause for a second. So this 8266 is the rule. This rule, sometimes if I don't want to say 8266, I might also say it as Rutva. The rule which is a Rutva rule, which is bringing the Ru as the Adisha. Okay. And this rule is the rule that brings in the Visarga. So this is the Visarga rule. Okay. So these two rules together are called Rutva Visarga. Rutvascha, Visargascha, Rutva Visarga. So you are bringing in the Rutva and Visarga. So now what happened here? You have Naraha, Naraha plus Hanti. Okay, this is what happens when you bring in a pause. When you do not bring in a pause, what is happening? Okay, so it started with Naras, Naras plus means pause. Pause and Hanti. It started with that. Now when you do the Sandhi, Samhita, Parasannikarsha Samhita, okay. The Varnanam Atishaitaha, Samityam. When you to bring in two Varnas close to each other, that is the Samhita. So you remove the pause. It becomes Naras plus Hanti. This is your Visarga. This is your Sandhi that is happening. Naras plus Hanti. Now, when you start with Naras plus Hanti, why this Su? Because nominative singular, the Pratyaya is Su to begin with. So, Naras plus Hanti. Naras plus Hanti. Okay. Now, you have the Sandhi rule. What are the Sandhi? There are two Sandhi rules to, Visarga Sandhi rules to do. Okay. If a Ru, okay, is preceded by Akara, and followed by Akara. It is not Avarna, it is Akara. So, Atyanat. Okay. Then the Ru, okay, it says very clearly Ru. Ru means it was the Padanta Sakara to begin with. So, this doesn't apply to a Repha. So, if it is preceded by an At and followed by an At, right, then the Ru will be replaced by U. Okay. This is 6-4-1-1-3. Is it? Yeah, one second. Let me just quickly verify.
Yes.
So this is the problem, and the book that you're referring to also gives you the wrong number. One second. Okay. It is saying 6-1. It is saying the online dictionary is saying 6-1-1-0-9, but that is not correct. I know 6-1-1-0-9 number. I very much. There are these part of Vedas, right? Over a long period of time, there are some rule numbers are different from the other rule numbers. Okay. So we follow a particular rule number. Now, why are these rules important? Because I can always look up the actual rule books and confirm my understanding on those. Okay. So it is 6-1-1-1-3. So 6-1-1-1-3 says what? If at all you have a Ru, it's preceded by an At and followed by an At. So remember, that means what? Okay. So let us put that into our formula. Formula means you have some word. Okay. Some word. Some word means some word that is continuing, and that word is the second penultimate letter of that word is A. Okay. So this is penultimate. Okay, penultimate means not ultimate, not the last, the one before the last, penultimate. Okay, so penultimate a, and if that was followed with a sakara, and that sakara got replaced with repa because it's a padanta. Okay, so it's a padanta, 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 ru. Ru is always padanta, by the way. But it's only padanta sakara that gets replaced with ru. So ru also is going to be padanta, by the way. So it's a padanta ru. And then it is followed by an akara. Okay. Akara is beginning of next word. Okay. Then what will happen is that the padanta, penultimate will remain as it is. It is only this padanta ru will get replaced with u. We have done this, by the way. This is only a revision. So this is your adesha. This was your adesha. This also was your adesha. Okay, so do you get this rule? You have an akara. Okay, now this is all too much for us, so we can simplify this rule. You have an akara followed by a ru, and that is followed by another akara. Then the ru will get replaced with a u. Let's say utva. Utva comes for the ru. Okay, this is the rule. This rule is followed by another rule. Another rule says what? If the ru is preceded by an at and followed by a hash. Hash means what? A soft consonant. Remember, if it's a hard consonant, things start becoming into visarga. What happens when it's a soft consonant? This is what happens when there's a soft consonant. Okay, so then what you do is that you have the same scenario. Okay, padanta ru, and it's followed by an hash. Okay, hash. Okay, so then it will get rutva. Let us simplify this rule further. These two rules. This rule is 61114. So the rule is like this. Okay, you have to have a penultimate akara, followed by a ru, and then it is followed by an akara or a hash. Then you get the utva. Utva is happening only for the ru, by the way. Okay, the a and hash will remain as it is. Is this clear? I'm assuming it is. Okay, so you take a look at it. We have looked at this rule so many times before. That rule applies here. Okay, so naras plus hanti. Naras plus hanti is a scenario where you get what? You get nara ru plus hanti. Okay, now you break it up. You get nar a ru plus hanti. You see that ru is preceded by an akara and followed by a hash, a soft consonant. Okay, so what you do is you apply 61114 and becomes what? Nar a u plus hanti. Okay, now based on the guna sandhi rule, okay, guna sandhi rule 6187, based on the guna sandhi rule, ad gunaha, between a and u you will get the okara adesha. Okay, so let us say this is guna sandhi rule.
But then the
what nar one second, okay. Let me
first ask you.
Okay. No, that's okay. No, you I want you to ask the question. But just 1 second, let me wrap it up. I and U will become O. Okay. Plus Hanti. Now you write it correctly, it'll become Naro Hanti. Okay, now you ask a question.
Okay, so the thing is, I thought the rules applied would be in the increasing order. So 61114 followed by 6187 seems to be
okay
behind.
Yeah. You're right. I think that increasing order, as I started, one statement I made is that 8 to 1 onwards. All the rules, this is only for the set between 8 to 1 to 8458. For the in those set only that rule applies. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Kalpeshji.
Because if yes. Yeah, 1 second. Okay. So is that okay? Srinivasi, right? That rule that order applies
only. I think I missed the part about that. The fact that this rule applies after 8 to something. Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
8 to 1. Yeah.
2 1. Yes.
Your question is legitimate. Even here also that there is a question as to does that rule apply. In fact, if you don't apply this rule, then if 8 to 66 is the only one that is bringing the Rutva. I'm just answering your question again a little further. 8 to 66 is only bringing the Rutva, and there is no Rutva before that at all. Then 61113 and 61114 will become Anartha, right? Because there is no Rutva there before that anyway. And 8 to 66 is the only one that brings in Rutva. Then what do you need 61113 and 61114? Question, why 61113 and 61114 separate? Yeah.
Yes.
So it is the Anarthakyam. The Shastra Anarthikyam Prasanga you want to avoid, and then you do a violation of your generality. Go ahead. What is the next question?
Kalpeshji, I have a question in rule number 1, Rutva Sandhi.
Yes.
I have this Antoine books, which I had written down my Visarga Sandhi. It says any vowel except A or A followed by a vowel or a soft consonant, it becomes R.
Yeah, so you wait. You know, Antoine also, what happens with Antoine, right? It gives you the final application. It doesn't tell you intermediate rules. So
okay,
once you have all these intermediate rules, right?
Uh-huh.
A few things will happen with intermediate rules. Is that you will never go wrong. That is one thing. After you learn all the intermediate rules. Because if an intermediate rule applies, you have to apply the intermediate rule. Okay. So you'll never go wrong with the intermediate rules. And an application of all the applicable intermediate rules will lead you to the scenario what Antoine is already telling you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so once you have all the intermediate rules there, and you can say, okay, these are the intermediate rules, and now I'm able to apply, right? Okay, in fact, I will draw a graph for you with this intermediate rules, right? And then you can actually follow that graph. Okay, this happens, then this happens, then you do this. This happens, then this happens, then you do this. We actually draw a flowchart for you.
Okay.
And with that flowchart, you can then keep that flowchart in front of you. And whenever you have a Visarga Sandhi rule, you go to that flowchart. Okay?
Okay.
So that is my, next job for me, you know, is to draw a flowchart for Visarga Sandhi rules for you.
Yeah, that will be superb.
Yes. Okay. But you need to know these intermediate rules to even form the flowchart. Okay? So understand the intermediate rules. And when I'm trying to do this, right, this breakup, we are going through a flowchart in our mind. You have to have a Padanta Sakara that you have. You apply 8 to 66. Then you make it into Ru. If Hush was not following, if Pause was following, then you would apply 8 3 15, right, and make it Naraha. You follow? But since Hush is following, you are going into this another rule. Preceded by Akara, followed by a Hush, then the Akara will become Ukara. Okay, the Akara will become Ukara. Let me do that intermediate also in between. Yeah, the Akara will become Ukara. And A and U will further, Sandhi rule will happen between those two, a Guna Sandhi, and will become Narohanti. Okay, Narohanti. Let us see. This is only the second example, right? Okay, then let us see further. Okay, the third example. A time will come then when we have all the rules here available, and we'll be just saying, okay, this is the rule that applies, right? Okay, so I am putting these numbers so that above I can only put a reference to those numbers. Okay. Anyway, let us see some more examples. Okay. This is only the third example. We'll do like 15, 20, 30 examples, and then sort of resolve these things for us. Okay. So let's say I have chandalo bhijayate. Chandalo bhijayate. Okay. So sandhi rules can be anywhere, but since this is a sandhi rule, this is our location where we are going to be concerned ourselves. Okay. If you were to break this up, okay, I'll break up for you first. It become chandalaha abhi jayate. Okay. Let us do first the rule which is not the visarga sandhi rule. Okay. So what happens here? Actually, chandalo plus abhijayate, okay, is what becomes this thing, right? Here what is happening is that whenever you have an ing and it's followed by a padanta at, okay, both of them are replaced by the ing itself. Okay, this is a sandhi rule that we already know, right? Like Shivo Aham becomes Shivo Aham. Okay, Balo Asti becomes Balosti. Okay, or Balo Atra becomes Balotra. So we have seen that. Shivoham is a good example to remember that. Okay, but here, let's do the Visarga Sandhi rule. Visarga Sandhi rule, it starts like this. You start with this bala, chandala plus becomes chandalas, okay, plus avijayate. Okay, now this is a padanta sakara. So padanta sakara 8 to 66 will become ru plus avijayate. Now if you break it up, right? If you break it up, it is what? Akara followed by a ru, followed by an akara. Vijayate. If you look at this correctly, you will find that 61113 applies here. You have an akara, and that akara is followed with a ru, and that ru is followed with a akara. Is this akara penultimate? Yes, it is penultimate. Wherever you have ru, then whatever is before ru is penultimate, by the way. So you have a ru, and that the ru is preceded by a penultimate akara, and it is followed by another akara, which is the beginning of the next word. Okay. So whenever you have that, you apply the 61113. By the way, once you go home, right? Of course, you're all at home right now, but that is not the way to say it. Just to say is basically, when you have fine time, right? You go over this one by one. Okay. In fact, if you have done sandhi rules on your head, you see which word that sandhi rule applied for you. Okay. So in your books, or if you have done sandhi rules, right, you go over it completely, very clearly. And if you have further questions, feel free to ask. Okay. So chandala ru plus abhijayate. So 61113, when you apply, right, the utva, this chandala, why am I breaking it up? To show you that the akara is there. U plus abhijayate. Okay. So now what happens is that between the two, A and U, you get the O plus abhijayate. Then it becomes chandalo avagraha abhijayate. This is this rule that is coming in picture, right? Okay, that rule is a separate sandhi rule. That's not a visarga sandhi rule, but that applies here because it is an intermediate step. For this intermediate step, if you have O followed by A, then that rule is also applicable. So now what did we do here? We did this padanta sakara. We made it into ru. That ru we applied 6113. and then made it into an ukara. And then A and U, we did a guna. Okay, this is the guna. Guna is 6187, gune. Okay, so once you do the guna sandhi, then what happens between A and U? Between A and U, you will get the O. Any questions here? You know, without seeing you face to face, I'm struggling to see if what's your reaction to it.
I have a question.
Yes.
In ang plus padanta ad, if it is follow, if it is
Oh, sorry.
Followed, no, how can it is, padanta?
Good. It is okay. You take it with a pinch of salt. The padanta ang is followed with anat. You're right.
Sorry.
No. You're right. It is padanta ing followed with anat. Right. How can ing be followed with something that is a padanta? It should be padadi. So that means that this is padanta ing is followed with a padadi padadiyat. Okay. Padadiyat. Good. So this is correct. Not correct. This. I'm sorry.
Padadiyat means.
The at is at the adi of the pada. Beginning of the akara is at the adi, at the beginning of the pada.
Okay. Word is the word of first time, that's why.
Okay, padadi. Okay, so this is chandalo bijayate. Chandalo bijayate. Now, what happens is that if you break it up, you're bringing in a pause. Remember this one? If you're bringing in a pause, let's bring in a pause, right? So this is not abhijayate, it is a pause. So 8 to 66 you will do. You'll get the rutva. You're bringing in the pause. Now padanta ru, because it is followed with a pause, 8 to 15 will apply and it'll become what? Chandalaha. So by bringing in a pause, you will apply these intermediate rules. Padanta sakara becomes a ru, and padanta ru is refa followed with a pause that makes 8 to 15 possible. Kara avasana. So you will get your visarga. Visarga, whenever you have, means a pause is following. If pause is not following, other intermediate rules, they start applying. Okay, let's see another example. Still one of you has unmuted. Please mute. So he's saying something like this: Bho Devadatta, okay, Sarvetra Murkha Santi. Okay. So here are some sandhi rules, we have not studied them, so I will skip those. Okay, this actually is bho, bho, devadatta. Okay, so forget about that bho. Okay, this is a special sandhi rule. We will keep that aside. Okay, sarve atra. This is the ing of padanta dati. This rule. Padanta ing is followed by akara. Then both of them will be replaced by the ing. Sarve atra becomes sarvetra. Murkaha santi. So this is the padachira. Bho devadatta sarve atra Murkhaha Santi. Okay, so this is a padachara. So I broke up the visargas for you. Don't worry about this bhoho. It is padanta sakara, so it becomes all of this will come, right? We will see that later. And we have not studied this rule, so we will skip this bhos rule. You bhos is a particle, and that particle, or sometimes it's a preposition, okay, which means O, some way similar to O, okay, in English O. So that bho devadatta, O devadatta, you're calling out, E devadatta, bho devadatta, bho devadatta. So that sandhi rule, visarga sandhi rule, you skip it aside. This book says it, but it is not applicable. Then why did I take it up? Because this sandhi rule applies for us. This sarve atra is also in the same rule here. Padanta eng followed by a padadiya. You'll get both replaced with an eng, and then you'll get this avagraha. Now let us look at this murkhas santi. Murkhas santi. Okay. It will become what? Murkhaha santi. To start with, it is murkhas. Okay. How did you get murkha? Because it is murkha plus plural, us. Just or us. Becomes what? Murkhas. Murkhas is let's say masculine nominative plural, like we saw earlier, of Pratipadikam. Of Pratipadikam, Murkha. So Murkha, Murkhau, Murkhaha. Okay, so you get Murkhas. So let's assume what happens when a pause follows. Okay, so that is the first thing, right? Because we said this Murkhas Santi. That means the pause is following. So Murkhaha. One second. Murkhaha, murkhas plus pause. You'll get the hang of it. When a pause follows, murkhaha, murkhaha, ru. Right? You'll get 8 to 66, and then murkhaha, visarga. 8 3 13. So 8 to 66 and 8 3 15. Both of these rules will apply. Why? Because the pause is following. The pause is following. Padanta Sakara will become Padanta Repha. And Padanta Repha. Padanta Repha will become Visarga. When the pause follows. Okay, this I want everyone to say, yeah, you're okay with this. So I don't need to go into this next time. I will just say Rutva Visarga or 8 to 66, 8 to 15.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So this is simple. Now what happens? Yes. What happens otherwise? Yes. Okay. Let's see what happens otherwise. Okay. Murkha plus Santi. You start with this. Now what we are saying is that it is followed by Sakara, a Santi Sakara. And of course you start with this. Murkhas plus Santi. Why? Because it's a Padanta Sakara. That Padanta Sakara, because the Pratyaya is just us, is your Pratyaya. Prakriti Pratyaya. Prakriti is Murkha and Pratyaya is us. Us Pratyaya means masculine nominative plural. It's a Supratyaya and Murkhas becomes a Subanta. Once it's a Subanta, it's a Padanta Sakara. Padanta Sakara, irrespective of anything, you apply the 8 to 66 rule first and say that Padanta Sakara becomes Murkh. Padanta Sakara becomes. Okay, let me do this. Murkha. I'll copy this. Padanta Sakara becomes Ru. Nothing to stop that. And Santi follows. Okay, Murkha Ru plus Santi. Now what happens is that the 8-3-15 rule applies. 8-3-15 says that what? Whenever you have a pause, or a khar following. What is a khar? Khar means a hard consonant. What's a hard consonant? Khar, kha, pha, cha, tha, kha, cha, ta, tav, ka, phai, sha, sha, sa. These are the hard consonants. Okay. If you look at these more closely, right, you will find that this column 1, column 2, and sibilants. Sha, sha, sa. These are the hard consonants, right? See, why do I say column 1? Because ka, ta, cha, ta, pa. These are column 1. Ka, cha, ta, ta, pa. These are column 1, right? And then kha, pha, cha, ta, tha. Right? Kha, pha, cha, ta, tha. If you look at these are all column 2. And the sibilants, sha, sha, sa. These are the sibilants. These are all hard, by the way. These are all hard. These are all hard consonants. So these hard consonants, whenever they follow, or when a pause follows, you'll get visarga. This is an intermediate rule. So now the sakara happens to be one of the sibilants and a hard consonant is following. What will happen is that you will get visarga. Okay. And that visarga plus santi. So this is an intermediate rule, by the way. 8-15 is also not a final rule. If pause was following, it's a final rule. But if one of the kar is following, it is not a final rule. Okay. Then what happens is that the other rules apply. What time is it? Okay. We have half an hour, so we can go into some of these rules. So what is the first rule? Okay. This is a set of rules that you need to know now. A set of rules. What happens? This is basically 5 onwards. What happens to visarga when a kar follows? Okay. Answer: Does it change? Does it change and remain visarga? So these are the questions first. Okay. Does it change? Does it change and remain visarga? Does it change and optionally remain visarga? Okay. Does it change to something and change further into something because of other rules? Okay, so all these applies, right? So we will learn we will go back and revise a few intermediate rules and then we'll go back again, okay? Again, my job again is to summarize for you. We summarize this one. Now we'll summarize some more rules, okay? So what is the first rule? The first rule is this. Okay. Whenever a visarga is followed by a khar, okay, you replace visarga with a sakara. Yes, again. So whenever you have a visarga and that visarga is followed by a khar, okay, this is actually a general rule. It's a general rule. That means that there are exceptions to it. Okay. And also a beginning point, a starting point. Okay. So let us see what is this, right? What is the tabular or formula for it? So whenever you have a visarga, okay, visarga means it has to precede by something. And if that visarga is followed with a khar, the khar is a nimitta. Okay, what you do, you do is you make that visarga into a general rule. A general rule means it has exceptions. I will lay out those exceptions for you. If you replace with chakara, and by the way, the kar will remain as it is. Okay. So this is 8334 is the rule. One of the exceptions for this rule is 8336, which says that, now remember, these exceptions that we'll talk about are only a subset of the kar. The kar is a superset and a subset of a kar. If that visarga is followed by a sa, sha, or a sha. Okay. So now this is an exception to the rule. Whenever a visarga is followed by the sibilant, which is a subset of kar, always remember this, that visarga means kar has to follow. If the kar is not following, it wouldn't have visarga be visarga in the first place. Visarga means a kar has to follow or a pause has to follow. Pause we don't concern about, but if a kar is following, it will be either column 1, column 2, or it will be what? It will be a column 1 or a column 2, or it will be a sibilant, sakara, shakara, or shakara. So when it has a sakara, shakara, shakara, right, when one of these following, right, then that visarga will be replaced by a sakara, okay, optionally. This is the meaning of 8336. Okay. Is followed by a sibilant. It is intermediately replaced by sakara optionally. Don't give up. This may sound confusing, but we have already seen this before. Okay. Let us see some examples here, right? Or you will see examples later. Right now we are just doing the analysis, right? It is replaced by sakara optionally. Optionally means what? Optionally means what? The visarga one will be this, will be replaced with sakara. The other will be replaced with visarga itself. Okay, visarga replaced with sakara, and visarga will be replaced with visarga itself. Okay, you have seen the examples of this, right? We don't have to worry about the examples at this point of time. We will go back, and my plan is to explain you the rules here, and then go back and look at our current example. So here what happens is that murkha is a visarga that is followed by a sakara, which is a kar, all right, but it is a sibilant kar. Okay, so by 8334, it would have been replaced by a sakara. Murkha would have been replaced by a sakara. Okay, so 8334 replaces visarga with sakara, right? However, 8336 says that, okay, if that kar happens to be a sibilant, then the 8336 replaces the visarga with either sakara or visarga. That is what happens, because it's optional replacement. Murkha plus santi or murkha plus santi. That's why, if at all you have, if you break the sandhi of this, right, it will become murkhasanti or murkhahasanti. Okay. If you break it, it will become murkhahasanti. But if you do the sandhi, it is you bring in the sakara optionally. So both of them are valid. Murkhasanti and murkhahasanti. And this is the sandhi done. Okay. Sandhi, when it is done, you can have either murkha santi or murkha hasanti. Any questions here? So what did we apply? We applied 8336. And that visarga is either replaced by sakara or visarga. No questions?
It's clear. Yeah.
Clear, right? Okay, thank you.
Yes, it's clear.
It is clear.
With two, three examples, it became more clearer by the last one.
Yeah. Okay, good. So this one 8336 applied and we got this one. Okay. Now let us see what happens with the next one. Okay, he says the next example I have here, 5. Adho Yahi. One second, okay. It is Adhaha or Agaha? Because the print is not so good here. First of all, does it matter? Agaha could mean sinful, bad. Okay. Adaha means below. Adaha Yahi. So I think I will just say Adaha. Okay. So when you break it up, it becomes. Okay. Haimaji, I'm going to mute you. Okay. Adaha. Yahi. So Adas. Adas plus Yahi. Adas plus Yahi. So, Ago. No, it is not Adaha, it is Agaha. Okay, actually, we can skip this because this is another special rule that doesn't apply to what we have studied. Agaha. Po, Bago, Ago, Apurvasya, Yohashi. Okay, let us skip this.
Kalpesi, is the meaning of Adaha actually Ada below Urdhva and Ada?
This is
that how it can?
Yes.
Okay.
It is Adas. Adas means Adaha, which means below, down, beneath, under.
Thank you.
Okay. Something that is lower, degraded. Adaha. But I think here it is not Adaha, it is Ago. There is a special rule, so that is what he's talking about. Okay. Kuda guru kaso bhavantaha kuhat kada aguhu. Okay. Kada guru kaso guru. Okay. Let us see the next one. Kodak. Adat. Adat is a lung lakara. Adat is a lung lakara. Okay. So when you break this up, Sandhi, between these two, okay, it will become kaha adat. Kaha adat. Okay. That kaha comes from kim. Kim becomes ka. Kimak kaha becomes ka and comes from kas. You get kas. So let's say when you're breaking the Sandhi, it is kas plus pause. Right? So 8266, 8315. Okay, you'll get ka ru kar becomes kaha. So this you all know very well. I'm not going to go into detail again. Okay. If you want to go back to the previous section and then look into it. Okay. Kaha becomes, that's how when you put a pause, it becomes kaha. It is kas that becomes kaha. Now what happens otherwise? Okay. When you do kas plus adat. Okay. So by the sutra that we know, or by the rules we know, 8 to 66, padanta sakara will become ru. Ka ru plus adat. So this is an example where 61113 applies, because you have a followed by ru and it is followed by another a, right? Then you get the utva. So you get ka a ru plus adat. Okay, you'll get k a u plus adat. Okay, now what happens here between these two a and u, you'll get the guna sandhi. So become what? It become ka o adat, becomes ko plus adat. Now enga padanta dati, the enga when it is followed by anat, becomes ko. It is, I'll break it up, ko plus adat becomes k o, and then avagraha plus dat, ko dat. Okay, so this is an example where 6113, as we have studied, applies. Okay, nothing special there. Six. Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha. Traigunya Vishaya. Traigunya Vishaya. Bhagavad Gita it comes. Okay. Vedaha. Is Traigunya Bhavarjana. Okay. So here, Traigunya. If you break it up, Vishayaha Vedaha. Okay, so here another set of rules apply. Let us see what that rule is. So this is one trail of thought I wanted to continue with, what happens when Visarga is followed with a khar. Okay. An intermediate rule. Let us study another intermediate rule. Okay, let's call this as 5. I'll change the numbering again later. This rule says that when it is preceded by an akara or akara, it is followed by a ru, and it is followed by an ash. Okay, so this is what it is, right? When visarga is preceded by an avarna, a or a, okay, and it is followed by an ash. Ash means what? Ash means a vowel or semi-vowel. Okay. Then visarga is replaced by a yakara. So it has to be preceded by an R or A. Okay, so the R or A will remain as it is. Okay, and it is followed by the ru, that ru will get replaced with a yakara. And the ash will remain as it is. This is one rule. So here, you know, you have to remember 5A and 5B. These are two rules which we have studied earlier. Okay. One is that a padanta yakara or a vakara is followed by a vowel. It gets dropped optionally. A padanta yakara or a vakara is followed by a consonant. It will always get dropped. So there are these two rules that we have studied separately. Okay. 8319, 8321. That we have studied separately. So that rule applies because if you look at an ash, right? What is an ash? Ash is what? It's ach plus hash. Ach is all the vowels and hush is all the consonants. Okay. So what happens here is that this is a scenario where you have a padanta ru. Is preceded by a or an a and is followed by an ash, then that ru will get replaced with a yakara. Okay. That ash also happens to be either an ach or a hash, because that is what makes an ash. Ash means ayun, rulruk, aon, ayouch, a vowel, or hayavarat, lan, nyamagananam, jamai, gadadash, jabagadadash. That is the hash. Okay, so this hash means consonants, and of course ach means vowel. If that ru gets replaced with yakara, now this yakara is a padanta yakara. If that padanta yakara follows with the vowel, then it gets dropped optionally. If that padanta yakara followed with a consonant, then it will always get dropped. Okay, so these two rules are part of the same rule. Okay, and by the way,
is it one soft consonant?
Hush is a soft consonant, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is a soft consonant. But what I meant to say is that in between ach and hush, the hush is a consonant. But you're right, it is a soft consonant. Okay. So let us put, but here this rule is applicable to all consonants. Okay. 8321, padanta, yakara, vakara, any consonant, need not be soft consonant, any consonant if it follows, it will get dropped. Okay, this is a generic rule. But that generic rule applies here because this hush happens to be a consonant that follows when the ru got replaced with the yakara. Okay. So I know. I agree with you. It can sound confusing, but let us break this up. Let's break this up and then when we practice that with examples, it will become clearer for you. Okay. Let me make one more statement here. Okay. Is that 61113. And 61114. Okay, overrides 8317. So 61113 and 61114, which is a subset of this rule, will override 8317. Okay, so you have to see that will sort of precede. That's why I actually studied. We put them earlier. So this is something that follows. Okay, let us see what is happening here. You have the ru. Ru means it was a sakara, padanta, sakara that got replaced with ru. And that the ru is preceded by either a or a. If the ru was preceded by a and followed by a, then of course, you know, our 61113 would have applied. Okay. Then if that ru was preceded by a and followed by a soft consonant, then 61114 will already apply. So keep those two aside. You first apply 61113, 61114. If neither of them can be applied, then only you come to 8317. Okay. So what does this mean? This means that first apply 61113, 61 rules, 3 or 61114. And make the utva. If that does not apply, come to 8317. Okay. So let us see the scenario that we have here. Okay. Traigunya Vishaya. Okay. So it becomes Traigunya Vishayaha. Okay. And plus an us. A just or an us, okay, which is masculine nominative plural, it becomes Traigunya Vishayas. Okay, let's assume a pause is following. First, I'm always going to do a breakup, okay. Then you'll do 8 to 66, Rutva, and you'll do 8 to 15, Visarga, and becomes Traigunya Vishayaha. Okay, so your breakup will be Traigunya Vishayaha Vedaha. Okay. Let us see, because the Veda also has this, so it comes Vedas, Veda plus just us, Ve becomes Veda, okay, Vedas, pause is following, 8 to 66, 8 to 15, Vedas becomes Vedaha, Vedaru, Vedaha, okay. Because remember, it's not only the sandhi here. Sandhi of the Visarga Sandhi rule applies here also. Assuming that a pause is following, it is Vedas, becomes Vedaha. Okay. Now, what is happening between Vishaya, I'm just going to take Vishaya, okay? Or let's bring it so it doesn't confuse you. I'll copy it.
I have a question. Is there any possibility between Vishaya and Veda?
Vishaya and Veda, yes. That is when you bring in the pause here, right? See, when you see the statement usage, there is no pause. Sandhi is done. When Sandhi is done, there is no Visarga. It becomes Traigunya Vishaya Veda. Right? Okay. But when you bring in a pause, means you are doing the Padacheda. When you bring in the Padacheda, then it becomes Traigunya Vishayaha pause, Vedaha.
Okay.
Pause. Okay, so thank now you. When you are saying Traigunya Vishaya, yeah, okay. Traigunya Vishaya plus Vedaha. I'm going to assume Vedaha. Okay, you have this, right? So first you apply 8 to 66. Becomes what? You get a root plus Vedaha. Okay, now see if at all 61113 and 61114 applies. You first try that. Okay. So what is happening is that Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha, you have what? Akara plus Ru plus Vakara. Right? So what is it? Akara plus Ru plus Vakara is the Hash, by the way. Okay. So Hash is following, all right. Okay. Because Hash is following, 61113 will not apply. 61113 requires preceded by akara followed by akara. So anyway, this will not apply. None of the can apply. Okay. 61114 ru is followed by a hash, all right. Right? You see, the ru is followed by a hash. Okay. But it is preceded by akara. But 61114 requires that it should be preceded by an akara, raswa akara. So 61113, 61114, none of these apply. Okay. You see, none of them apply here because it is akara. So when you have the akara, what will happen is that now you apply 8317. Okay, after application of 8317, it will become Traigunya Vishaya plus Vedaha. Okay, so Vishaya Vedaha. This Padanta Yakara, 5B, Padanta Yakara is followed by a consonant. Oh, the consonant happens to be a soft consonant, all right. It's a vakara, which is a soft consonant. But padanta yakara vakara, when it's followed by a consonant, it will always get dropped. Okay. So this is a padanta yakara. is followed by a consonant, 8317, and 8317 is the band which brings in the yakara. Okay, and 8321, which drops the padanta yakara. Okay, so what happens here? You get Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha. Okay. Shobhaji, this is what you were asking in the beginning. What happens? Yeah, Antoine was saying this, right? This is the rule. So there, what happens at Visarga is that Visarga was actually Sakara. Padanta Sakara becomes Padanta Ru, and that Padanta Ru preceded by Akara followed by a Hush, Ru will become Yakara. Yakara will get dropped optionally if a vowel follows, but Yakara gets dropped always if at all a consonant follows. So Padanta Yakara will always get dropped. So 8321 will apply. This is 8321 means 5B, okay? By the way, 5B below. Okay, we'll see some more examples here and that will make it more clear. So this is where you have, so you first try to apply 6111C and 6114. Only if that doesn't apply, then you go ahead and apply 8317, make it into yakara, and then you see what is happening following the yakara. Is it a vowel? If it's a vowel, then the padanta yakara will get dropped optionally. That optionally is very important. If that padanta yakara is followed by a consonant, then it will always get dropped. Okay, so you will always see Traigunya Vishaya Veda. Santi is done. Visarga is dropped. Visarga drop means Padanta Sakara becoming Ru, becoming Yakara, Yakara getting dropped when a consonant follows. Now, when the consonant is not following, okay, so I'll just tell you what happens. Go back. Okay, just bear with me for a second. Okay. When a consonant is not following, okay, when consonant is not following, what will happen? Okay, so let's see. Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha. Now we put a pause. We put a pause in between. Okay, so once you put a pause in between, okay, you don't start with this. Okay, Visarga, I have to begin Visarga and all that. Okay. What you do is once you put a pause in between, you start with Sakara again. Okay. So as soon as you put a pause in between, you go back to beginning Sakara. If you don't want to be confused at all. Okay. Let's say you put a pause in between. Once you put a pause, means Sakara has to come in. Okay. Now, what you do is you look at this. Padanta Sakara is followed by a pause. Okay, once it is followed by a pause, Padanta Sakara will become Ru. And Visarga. Rutko Visarga. Okay, so 8266, 8317. Then don't worry about this Yakara and all that. Nothing applies. That Yakara comes in only when a hush was following. Or an ash is following. Okay with this? Everybody? Want to look at one more example before we...
Before you go into that, Kalpeshji, you know, when the entire shloka is written, Visarga keeps on dropping, you know, even in the second line of the same shloka, all Visargas have been dropped off. How does that...
I would not... First of all, let me interrupt you there. Please do not generalize like that, right? Anytime a visarga is dropped, it will be dropped because of one of the rules that we are studying here. Anytime a visarga will become something else, it will be because of one of the rules that we are studying here. I would not generalize and say it every time it happens. Right? What you do is you quote me the example. Okay. You take your time, you find an example and say, this example, how does the visarga get dropped? Then we look at it more clearly. Okay. It will be one of the rules that we are doing. Okay.
Okay.
You follow? So when you say every time it drops, it's basically there's a lot of unknown there you're trying to bring. I'm saying that there's no unknown there. It is one of the rules that we are doing, and one of the rules will apply. Okay, this may sound a little daunting, but you know, you do it a few times, I'll tell you what, it will be concrete for you. Okay?
So,
let us see, zero. Yes, sorry, go ahead.
Now in the chanting shlokas, Gita shlokas, we break it into four, right? And
four so, pada.
So when we chant the half
so of that, yeah. Some, so let us take some example, okay? Well, let us take some example. Hmm?
Yeah.
One second, okay? Sanskrit documents, okay? Bhagavad Gita, Padachera. Okay, I'll take up Bhagavad Cheda itself for you. Or Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Shankara Vashya, Sadhutartha, Mahatyam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Mahatyam.
If you can do 2.45 shlok.
Okay, I will take it up.
Because it has second. This Trigunar Vishaya Vedaha, you know, that is the shlok.
Yes. So we can. And we can do as much as you want there. Okay, no worries. So 2:45, right? Okay. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. Okay. Nirdvandva Nitya Sattvastaha Nirgyoga Kshema Atmavan. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. Nirdvandva Nitya Sattvastaha Nirgyoga Kshema Atmavan. Okay. So, a few things should come to your mind when you look at this, right? Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha. So, when you chant it, you say it like this. Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha. You don't say when you chant Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha. You don't say that. Why? Because that sandhi is not optional. The Visarga dropping sandhi is always. But because you put a pause here, Vedaha and Nistraigunya. So this you strike it separately. Between this also, the same sandhi rule that is happening between these two is applying. Between Veda and Nistraigunya also. Okay. So Veda, Nistraigunya. Vedas, Vedaru, Vedaye, Veda, Nistraigunya. 8317, 8319, 8321, the Padanta Yakara. That Padanta Yakara getting dropped happened. But when you do your chanting, you are putting a pause there. So you're doing Pada 1, Pada 2, Pada 3, Pada 4. When you're doing that, your pauses are here, one, a natural pause here at the end of the sentence, a third pause here at the third Pada, and a final this thing here at the end of the shloka. Four Padas. Because you put a pause here, right, it is Veda. And Nistraigunya. So it becomes, that's when you get the Sakara there. Once the Sakara comes in, Vedas, Vedaru, Vedaha. So Nistraigunya Vishaya Vedaha. That you understood? Right? And then Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. Okay, so there are a lot of Visargas here. If you do the Padacheda, this happens to have Visargas everywhere. Okay. Sorry. Okay, so if you do the Padacheda, it will become what? Traigunya Vishayaha. Okay. Vedaha. Nistraigunyaha. Bhava Arjuna becomes Bhava Arjuna. I'm doing Padacheda. Arjuna Nirdvandvaha Nitya Sattvastaha Niryoga Kshemaha Atmavan. Okay, so these are your visargas, right? You have a visarga here, then you bring a pause, a visarga here, right? Right? You bring a pause in every one of these.
Okay. It's nirdhanga.
How many visargas? Sorry, Arjuna. Yeah, you're right. So that's a typo. Hmm? Nirdhanga. Okay. Arjuna. Nirdvandvaha, nitya sattvasthaha, niryogakshemaha, atmavan. Okay, so now you look at this and see every one of the Visarga Sandhi rules that applies to you. Okay, so first, between Traigunya, Vishaya, Vedaha, let's take these two first, right? We already saw about what happens here, right? It becomes, the Visarga gets dropped, right? So we already saw this above. I'm not going to go into that. Okay. Between Vedaha and Nistraigunyaha, let us look at that. Right. Between Vedaha and Nistraigunyaha also. So it becomes Vedas. Vedas plus Ni. I'm just taking Ni. Okay. Assume that Nistraigunyaha here in the matter, just so that I can type faster. Okay. Vedas. And then becomes Vedaha. I'll type it. I'll type it. 1 second. Bear with me.
Sorry.
Vedas. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I know. Vedas, okay. Vedaru plus ni. Nistraigunyaha, right? Vedayu plus nistraigunyaha. What happened here? We applied 8370. Why? Because akara is preceding and ash is following. Okay. Now what happens here is that once you do this, Padanta Yakara by 8321 will get dropped always. Becomes what? Veda. Okay, plus Ni. Nistraigunyaha. So that's what happened here. But when you put the pause in between, because of your chanting, right? See, you can chant with Pada by Pada, you can chant it with you know, one sentence by another sentence of the shloka. Right? So you could say Nist. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhava Arjuna Nirdvandvo Nitya Sattvastho Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. You could chant that way also. You need not put a pause here. But if you happen to put a pause, then your Visarga Sandhi rules apply. And you have to bring back the Visarga. Okay. Now let's see between Nistraigunya and Bhava Arjuna. Between these two. Right. So here if you look at it, this Nistraigunya, right. It is Nistraigunyas plus Bha. Okay. So what is happening here? Nistraigunyas becomes Ru. Okay. Padanta Sakara becomes Ru. When? Why? Because Padanta Sakara will always become Ru. Will always become Ru plus Bha. Right. Then Padanta Sakara Ru will get a Utva when a Hash follows. Okay, you go back and look at this. This is 61114. This is 8266. Okay, that Padanta Ru, when it is preceded by an Akara and followed by a soft consonant, will become U. And that will make it what? It will make it Nistraigunyo. Okay, Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. Okay, so that is what happened there. Nirdvandvaha nitya sattvastaha. Okay. I'm sorry, we are shooting beyond the time, but let me complete this. Okay. Here, what happens here is that nirdvandvas. It is pratipadika nirdvandvas. Plus nitya sattvastaha. So that nirdvandvas, right? Padanta sakara, always. 8 to 66, nothing. Padanta sakara always becomes a 2. Okay, plus Ni. What happened here? Ru. Then that Padanta Ru is preceded by an Akara followed by a Hash. We'll get what? We'll get 61114. Okay, we get U plus Ni. Nitya Sattvastaha. Okay. Nitya Sattvastaha. And once you do that, and we will get O, Nirdvandvo plus Nitya Sattvastaha. Okay, so you see, same thing, Nitya Sattvastas plus Niryoga Kshema. Okay, Now between these two, right? Yoga Kshema plus Atmaman. It is Nir Yoga Kshemas plus Atmavan. Okay. So Nir Yoga Kshemaha, right? If you look at that and apply that rule, Nir Yoga Kshemas becomes Ru plus Atmavan. So we did the 8 to 66, right? We did the applied the 8 to 66 and made that Padanta Sakara into Ru. Once you make Padanta Sakara into Ru, now what is happening here? You have Akara followed by Ru followed by Akara. Okay, first you see if 61113 can be applied. 61113 requires an Akara preceding, all right, but Akara should follow. This is not Akara following, right? Because 61113 cannot be applied. Okay, we start with 8, 3, 17. Okay, preceded by Avarna and followed by an Ash. Okay, that is true. Then what we do is we apply 8, 3, 17, make that into a Yakara plus Atmavan. Once you do that, right, and because that Yakara is followed by a vowel, right, what will happen between these two is that this will become Nir Yoga Kshema. Here you get dropped optionally. Atmavan. This is what you see in the shloka. Or you become Yatmavan. When it doesn't get dropped. When it doesn't get dropped, the Yakara will remain as it is. So you'll have two forms. Okay. So Nir Yoga Kshema Yatmavan or Nir Yoga Kshema Atmavan. This is more prevalent form. That's why Bhagavad Gita, you see this. Nir Yoga Kshema Atmavan. So you see, just in this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6. 6 visargas are there in this 245. And based on the rules we applied, we can actually solve every one of them.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me stop the recording.